Booster speaking.
That car down, sir, for Miss Roberts for 70.
I got the ox in the ditch,
sir. Lord, you know, Mr. President, I was in the middle of that governor's race, and they needed the help on the debt ceiling, and I said, everybody said, Lord, what are you going to get that thing in the governor's race for? And I got on that airplane when Hale took all me and came on up here and voted. But I've got a real problem, Mr. President. I really have. I'm going to end up with a substantial opponent. If I vote for this bill, and if I don't, I'm going to very probably end up with no opponent. It doesn't mean my getting elected.
Of course not. And you, well, why the hell you have to vote then?
Sir?
Why do you have to vote?
Well.
Now you've missed a vote time too in your life. Why don't join those Republicans and make me lose one of the first votes I've got? Don't join up with Charlie Haddock against Lyndon Johnson, cause I'm your friend.
Well, I know that, Mr. President.
And I'll be joining up with you, and you need me, so just don't go vote. Or give me a pair, and you pair against the bill, and give me a live pair for somebody like old Burleson, somebody who can't get back here.
Well, let me get with Hale in the morning and see what I can work out on.
Now, either one of those, either don't vote or give me a live vote. I think you can do it, but I can send you a letter from the budget director that'll show you that if you vote to kill this bill tomorrow, if you vote with Charlie Haddock, you're going to add $125 million to taxpayers this country. Now, you didn't know that, did you?
Well, I've been pretty well through the bill, sir.
Well, it costs you more. The budget director this afternoon gave us a letter pointing out that if you kill a bill, it's going to cost us more under existing law than this bill will cost you. So, now, you got an economy vote voting for it. But if you can't vote for it, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. And I wouldn't do it. I'd come down and help you get out. And I did try to help, and I tried to help Russell and in Houston and other places. And all I want you to do is just not help the bear. And this is not going to be interpreted as how Gillis Long votes on the farm bill. It's going to be the Republicans rub Johnson's nose in it. And you know it is.
I nationally it is.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And hell, I've got a poll coming out tomorrow where I've jumped from 73% to 77%. Hand me that Gallup poll. That Gallup poll, where is it? Here's the heading. 77% of the public approve Johnson handling job. High popularity rating according to LBJ in all regions of the country in the latest nationwide survey for release Wednesday, April 8th. Today it's 77 approve, 9 disapprove. East 81-6. Midwest 77-9. South 75-13. West 76-8. Eisenhower in 1956. At exactly this same point, the election of 56, Eisenhower's popularity was 6-76. Although he went on to win 58% of the popular vote in the greatest landslide victory in November. 7 months before Truman's election in 48, he was 36%. He received 50% later.
You know, if I had your phone, Mr. President, I wouldn't be worried
about it. Well, listen now, I want you to vote for me, but if you can't vote for me, I wouldn't ask you to cause yourself to have trouble. But I know damn well that you can say, well, this old boy, I voted against it, paired against it, because I've been gone sometimes, and I helped him out. He couldn't come back with a railroad fare, a train fare, and pay for it, and he's campaigning in Texas.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those boys at a forest fare. We ain't going to lose but one vote in that whole delegation. But I've got to count you. I don't want you signed up with Charlie Haddock just for pride against me.
You know it ain't no matter of pride.
I know it, but don't do it. Help me now.
I'll do what I can.
All right.
Thank
okay.
Witty.